This is KVNF's regional newscast for Memorial Day, Monday, May 31st. I'm Gavin Dahl. Hinsdale County has a pilot program where off-highway vehicles are allowed on a three-mile section of state highway. OHVs can access the Alpine Loop, a route that connects Lake City to Silverton and Ouray. The program is seasonal and now in its third year, running from the end of May through September. Meanwhile, Lake City allows OHVs on town roads. Last year, Hinsdale County saw an estimated 60% increase in tourism, including more OHV traffic. This led to the sheriff's office receiving complaints about them not following the rules. Laura Palmisano learns more from Hinsdale County Sheriff Chris Cambish.
Well, last year with COVID, I think a lot of people didn't know what to expect for our summer tourist season. We were also severely understaffed. There were just two of us at the beginning of summer. With the estimated 500,000 visitors on the Alpine Loop, we kind of became overwhelmed a little bit.
What were some of the issues people were calling in about?
I think many of them were perceived issues. I think as far as safety is concerned, there wasn't really any safety concerns, but just the number of visitors. You cram that many people into a small town in that small amount of time, there's just going to be conflict in general.
And what about folks getting off the loop and riding out on the tundra?
A couple times we heard those complaints that I would say were substantiated with a photo or something like that. I think, again, many times it was a perception thing where they were somewhere they could be, but maybe people didn't think they should be there. Obviously, there was some damage issues in certain parts of the Alpine Loop. People had sort of made their own roads to get around super muddy areas or super snowy areas, things like that. So it was definitely an issue up there, people parking on tundra, things like that. So without an Alpine Ranger, without a constant presence on the Alpine Loop last year, that was something that was really hard to address in an appropriate time.
Another few concerns that come up are folks wearing their seatbelts, wearing safety goggles, obeying speed limits, not allowing children or those who do not have a driver's license to drive the OHVs on highways. How are you going to deal with these issues this year?
I will say right off, OHV speeding on the highway is not an issue. I've written one speeding ticket to an OHV. That's an issue that almost wholeheartedly lives with regular motor vehicles. The other issues, the safety issues as far as using seatbelts and underage drivers and things like that, they occur at about the same rate they do in motor vehicles. It's just a lot easier to see in an OHV as opposed to in a vehicle with the windows rolled up and things like that. Those are all things that we address. Obviously, underage drivers is a big deal. That's something that happens often because I think people see OHVs as recreational tools, as not vehicles on a highway.
This year, the Sheriff's Department has added additional staff, including an Alpine Ranger. What work have you done to get ready for the upcoming tourism season and the upcoming OHVs that'll arrive?
This year, we have almost fully staffed for full-time people at the Sheriff's Office. We have another new deputy starting in June, but I've also brought on an additional part-time officer, which gives me two part-time officers, and then Alpine Ranger, which is a certified law enforcement deputy who will primarily spend his time on the loop, and he'll work 30 hours a week.
How is the Sheriff's Office and the town and the county educating visitors about what is allowed and what isn't allowed when it comes to off-highway vehicles?
So the county and the BLM have put up signage on the Alpine Loop. So at each entrance, once you leave town on County Road 30 and County Road 20, there's signs with all the regulations that are on there. Regulations are available through the Chamber of Commerce, as well as the Sheriff's Office website, the town's website, the county's website.
The Town of Silverton Board of Trustees recently voted to not allow OHVs on their town streets. How do you think that will impact traffic coming to Lake City?
I've heard rumor that visitors who have heard that just have decided they would go to Lake City instead of Silverton. But we'll see how that pans out. Obviously, they came to a point where they thought that was best for their town, and I think we can expect a little bit of some of that to come our way, good or bad.
That was Hinsdale County Sheriff Chris Cambish speaking to KVNF's Laura Palmisano. The Gunnison County Board of Commissioners passed a resolution this month allowing ATVs on a section of County Road 3 near Marble. KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh shares this report.
So next on our agenda is the proposed revised resolution.
The proposed revised resolution became a revised resolution by the end of the Gunnison County Commissioners Zoom meeting Tuesday. Commissioners agreed to allow off-road vehicles like ATVs to access a portion of County Road 3 in Marble from the bottom of an area known as Daniels Hill to the top, all of about 8/10 of a mile. Marble residents say that since 2013, The amount of ATVs in town and traveling County Road 3 from Beaver Lake to the top of Daniels Hill, where the county road ends and access to the White River National Forest begins, has increased, causing noise, dust, safety, and parking hazards. Terry Havens, who lives on Daniels Hill, wrote in the chat during the meeting that the traffic is so out of control that residents cannot get out of their driveways and that it impairs the ability of emergency response vehicles to access homes. She also stated that residents are concerned about the impacts on the wilderness, wildlife, and Crystal River tributaries. A few residents took it upon themselves earlier this month to build a split rail fence along a portion of County Road 3 in town to deter parking. So why the beef about 0.8 mile? Well, for one thing, ATV use on that segment of road from the bottom to the top of Daniels Hill has been illegal. Colorado law prohibits ATV use on public roads, streets, or highways, except in emergencies and for agricultural use. That law was clarified on May 7th. But the White River National Forest allows vehicles, including ATVs, on Forest Service roads. That one segment of County Road 3 was overlooked in two previous resolutions, allowing ATV use from Beaver Lake to the bottom of Daniels Hill. Nothing was said or done to deter ATV use from the bottom of the hill to the top where it enters the National Forest. This was pointed out prior to the May 4th Gunnison County Commissioners meeting, when the revised resolution was about to repeat the mistakes of the previous resolutions and overlook that piece of road once again. So, the revised resolution, unanimously approved by the commission on Tuesday, doesn't really change anything on the ground except for some new signs. ATVs are now allowed on that 0.8 mile of County Road 3, but ATV users won't know the difference since they've been using that piece of road all along. The resolution sunsets on December 31st, and commissioners plan to work with White River National Forest officials and other stakeholders to come to a long-term solution. Commission Chair Jonathan Houck said the discussion is not over.
The expectation is that we move forward with the Sheriff's Department, with the Forest Service, with the Town of Marble, with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, the educational outreach component, and Public Works with signage and deterring parking in areas where it is not appropriate. And that the expectation is that we are moving through with the data collection this summer and looking at hopefully the positive impacts of these other additional enforcement opportunities within that area to work through the issues. This will not be the last time this board nor its associated partners will be working on this issue.
Terry Havens worries that the problem could escalate into a crisis this summer. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.
That does it for the Memorial Day edition of KVNF's regional newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl.